For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced in his hush money case, but the judge has declined to impose any punishment. The sentence from Judge Juan Merchan cements Trump's conviction while freeing him to return to the White House unencumbered by the threat of a jail term or a fine. Trump denies wrongdoing and has vowed to appeal. The Labor Department says 256,000 jobs were added to the economy in December, a much higher number than experts anticipated. Fox reporter Lydia Hu.
In addition to that jobs number of 256, well beyond the expectation of 160,000 jobs added to the country, we also saw unemployment tick down to 4.1%. We're seeing a lot of hiring and have seen a lot of hiring in healthcare, in government, in social assistance jobs. Meanwhile, we're seeing weak, meager hiring, adding jobs in construction and even losing jobs, down 13,000 in manufacturing, losing 3,000 jobs in mining and logging. And with the strength in the job market comes a concern about inflation. Remember, we are still well above that 2% target. And with strength in the labor market, there are also concerns that inflation could accelerate.
Critics of the jobs report say the bulk of our hiring has been in government and other jobs that involve tax dollars, such as healthcare and social services. Nevada steps in to help its neighbor amid ongoing wildfires that have created a homeless crisis. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this story.
Hotel and resort operators across Las Vegas, including Treasure Island, Resorts World, South Point, and Virgin, are offering thousands of people fleeing the LA fires discounted room rates, available via phone and not online. Other operators also vowing cash contributions to emergency efforts. And now with teams of firefighters from across Nevada being deployed to help California.
We are very flexible. They will go and do whatever is needed within their scope.
Clark County Fire Chief John Steinbeck, the deployment of fire teams expected to last up to 2 weeks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Another blast of winter storms closed schools, snarled flights, and put millions of residents on alert across parts of the Deep South and South Central U.S. The National Weather Service says heavy snowfall and icy conditions have been reported in Mississippi, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Similar conditions and closings have occurred in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. More school districts across the U.S. are looking to enforce limits and bans on cell phones. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
As schools decide how to approach the issue, more data is coming to light about phone usage in schools. Social psychologist Dr. Jonathan Haidt predicted around the end of 2024 that the majority of U.S. schools would be phone-free by next fall. He joined Fox to discuss what we've seen over the past few decades.
One thing that we know is that test scores in the United States were rising from the 1970s to about 2012, and then they started dropping.
So what happened? He said, imagine if back in the 1980s, kids were told they could bring in distractions.
Imagine if they said, you can bring your television into class, you can bring your VCR, your walkie-talkies, your guitar, just put it on your desk and whatever. Like, that's what we've done, because a smartphone has all those things and more. And so, of course, the kids aren't paying attention in class. But the really tragic thing is they're not even paying attention to each other between classes or at lunch. They're on their phones most of the time.
Laura Derendinger is a mother, a nurse, and a screen strong advocate. She said in an interview with AFN, screens in school are absolutely harmful.
We want all children to have a school environment that is full of time to focus on the teacher, focus in class, and really importantly, be able to engage face-to-face, make eye contact, and have human conversations.
She said she wants schools to have no devices all day long. Derendinger said it's helpful if state legislators support this. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
In final news, fast food chains are offering new menu items to bring in customers concerned about the price of eating out. Dunkin', KFC, Subway, Taco Bell, and Wendy's have all debuted new promotions. McDonald's also has a so-called McValue menu that includes buy one, get one for $1 options and app-exclusive offers. That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.